sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 till 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look, it's just Saturday mornings from 8 till 10. Check it out, Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Peace, Love, and Jenny. This program's all about the classics with a spotlight on the sounds of the 60s and 70s, plus a few modern artists who bring that same timeless vintage feel. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk to jazz and even a touch of hip-hop, spanning decades but all connected through good vibes, peace and love, and, of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. Hello, hello. This week's theme is definitely on the folkier side with some rock, country, and blues all mixed together. A perfect combination, one could say. And one thing before we get started, I just wanted to say that what I truly do love about doing Peace, Love, and Jenny is how much music it's introduced me to. Believe it or not, before starting the show, I actually didn't listen to a ton of folk music. But through all the researching, listening, and putting these episodes together, I've completely fallen in love with the genre. And I think at this point, folk-inspired episodes might have been actually the theme I've done the most, which is shocking to say. And it's honestly one of my favorite parts of doing this show, discovering new music I probably would have never found otherwise. So with that theme in mind, tonight's episode is really built for that late night drive, a campfire, or just winding down after a long day. Lots of warm, laid back classics with that timeless storytelling feel. Starting things off with a song I only heard for the first time recently, but from the very first listen, I was hooked. This is Midnight at the Oasis by Maria Muldaur. Released in 1973, it became Maria's biggest hit, and it perfectly captures that dreamy, hazy 70s folk sound. The song was written by songwriter David Nichtern, who created this playful desert-inspired story full of romance and mystery. And one thing people always mention about this track is that incredible guitar solo from Canadian guitarist Amos Garrett. It's smooth, jazzy, and of course, fantastic. And yeah, I hope you enjoy the song as much as I have this week. Here is Midnight at the Oasis. Midnight at the Oasis. Send your camel to bed. Shadows painting our faces. Traces of romance in our heads. No need to speak. I've been
I know your dad is a subpar, a nomad known to all, with 50 girls to attend him, they all send him a jump back beck and call. But you won't need no harem, honey, when I'm by your side. And you won't romance in our
That was the amazing Midnight at the Oasis by Maria Meldeur. And up next is a song I've known for a while now and always come back to. It is Some of Shelley's Blues by Michael Nesmith. This song was actually written after the end of a relationship with a woman named, of course, Shelley. And I think what makes it stand out is how simple and honest it feels. And it's not crazy dramatic. It just kind of sounds like someone's reflecting on their past relationship and it didn't work out. And outside of this, he was a big help with the Monkees writer with that show. Michael Nesmith really helped shape a lot of that early country rock, folk rock in the late 60s and 70s. And this track is a great example of that style. I love it. I've been obsessed with this genre this week. So here is Some of Shelley's Blues.
Settle down. on and stay with the man that loves you. Yes, you settle down and stay with the man that loves you. Yes, you settle down and stay with me, baby.
Radio guy, you're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look. It's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out. Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
Was a classic from Joni Mitchell, All I Want, and every time I hear that song, it reminds me of another one, but I still can't figure out what it is. So if anyone listening has an idea, let me know, because it's been bothering me for a while now. And up next is the woman of the hour, Cass Elliott, with Don't Let the Good Life Pass You By. I seriously love this song, and honestly, Cass Elliott's solo music deserves way more attention. I love it so much. And a lot of people know her, of course, from the Mamas and Papas, but she had such great solo stuff too. This song came out after the group split up and when she was doing more music of her own, and the message still holds up. It's basically about not spending too much time stressing or waiting around that you don't miss out on life while it's happening. So here is Don't Let the Good Life Pass You By.
Then I watch the flowers in a pretty dress. Thought you'd wanna look your best. Flower smell reminded me of you, so I went ahead and got me some too. And the dress you always begged me for, well, I spent every last cent to make it yours. 'Cause I knew that's what I wanted it here, so I made sure to have it for you, my dear. And I water these flowers with the tears I cry. I'll never run out and they'll never go dry. Roses and daisies cover my baby where my lady lies, and I'll sing another lonesome song. Thoughts of you still humming along. Now I feel your presence through the harmony, so I'll remember you, loving melody. Got the stereo blasting your favorite tunes. These passenger seats never had much room. Since you left, it's been an empty space. No other could surely take your place. And I'll try to drive that pain away, but get nowhere, I'm afraid. Miles and miles between you and me, but I can't get away. So sing another lonesome song. Thoughts of you still humming along. Tears I cry, never run out and they'll never go dry. Roses and daisies cover my baby where my lady lies. I'll sing another lonesome song. Thoughts of you still humming along. I feel your presence through harmony, and I'll remember you, loving melody.
Waylon Wyatt with his new single In Loving Memory. And up next, we're bringing back the Canadian folk with Bruce Cockburn and Going to the Country. Bruce Cockburn wrote this song back in the late 60s, around a time when a lot of people were trying to get away from the city life and slow things down a little bit. And honestly, that idea still feels pretty relatable about right now. So this was always one of the songs that really helped introduce people to Bruce in the early on in his career and the folk sound he became known for in Canada. I love this song, and again, I think it's a great add to this week's episode. So here is Going to the Country.
Sunshine, smile on me.
grass growing in the field. Wind in my hair tells me how it feels. Farmhouse, silver roof flashing by. Tractor, trailer, truck says goodbye with a sigh. And I'm going to the country. Sunshine, smile on me. Birds singing, I'm singing in my bones. Doesn't much matter now where I'm going. Get it when I get there is what I'll do. If I get enough, I'll give some to you.
Did you know that when a car hits a turtle, their shell can crack?
Turtles need to get from one side of the road to the other to find food, mate, lay eggs without getting hit by a car.
It is a problem because the turtle can get seriously injured.
Slow down if you see a turtle on the road, and if it is safe, move the turtle across the road carefully.
This message was brought to you by the students of Linklater Public School Grade 4 class and Sandy Hines Wildlife Center.
Been so long trying to make right all my wrongs, but I miss being stoned, cause it will make this easy. If I give myself an inch, hell, I might take the mile. And she can't take my calls when I'm too drunk to dial. I love to sugarcoat this, dethrone all my roses, but you caught me at my lowest. The hardest part of getting clean are all the damn apologies. I'd rather that she hate me for who I am and not the man whose hands were shaky. I finally seen a sunrise and I cannot believe it. Curtains open wishing she was here to see it. And I thought that I could handle both ends of that candle, but I'm throwing in the towel. Damn philosophies telling me how this is supposed to work. I've been afraid of growing up and losing friends I used to trust, but stone and rock don't mix with loving her. Does that make me a quitter? Does that make me a quitter? Does that make me a quitter? Does that make me a quitter?
Thank you. Baby, I've committed a cardinal sin. I fell in love with him while I was sworn to be yours. Now I'll hang my head in shame while you curse my name for breaking a heart like yours.
That was Cardinal Sin by Willow Avalon. I really like how Willow pulls from a lot of those older country and folk influences in her music. And this song especially has that classic storytelling feel to it. I love it so much, and definitely check out her music when you have the chance. Next up is a folk rock classic, you may know it, Into the Mystic by Van Morrison. And the song came out in 1970 on his album Moondance, and it's honestly one of those songs that never seems to get old. Van Morrison has said the song was inspired by ideas of freedom and wanting to get away for a while. And you can hear that throughout it. All those references to sailing and the sea. Also, nobody fully agrees on what the mystic actually means, which I think is a part of why people still connect with the song so much. Everyone kind of takes something different from it. So here is Into the Mystic.
The wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Hark now, hear the sailors cry. smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And when that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. And magnificently we will fold into the mystic. That foghorn, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the mystic.
load right on me.
Live music fans, get ready. Spring Reverb returns for its fifth edition, May 28th through the 31st in downtown Kingston, Ontario, and CFRC is thrilled to be part of the action. Over 4 days, you can catch live music panels, workshops, and see what makes the Kingston music scene tick. Get ready for acts like Bedouin Soundclash, The Dirty Nil, Hot Garbage, By Divine Rights, Slaves of Spanky, Pony Girl, Tanya Iyer, Golden Feather, and so much more. Also, make sure to check out all the free panels, workshops, a merch market, and the first ever Cataraqui Punk Rock Flea Market. For more information on the lineup and tickets, visit kppconcerts.com or Spring Reverb YGK on socials. See you there.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitchagumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. Ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know ya." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Thank you.
Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. Chigumi. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
That was The Wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald by Gordon Lightfoot. And there's honestly a really interesting story behind that song. It's based on the real sinking of the SS Edmund Fitzgerald on Lake Superior back in 1975, where all 29 crew members on board were lost during a storm. After Gordon Lightfoot read about this in the newspaper, he wrote the song as a tribute to the crew and their families. But what I find really interesting is how detailed the lyrics are. A lot of the song is based on real information from the tragedy. Over the years, Lightfoot would even change certain lyrics live if new details came out about the wreck. I just think that says a lot about how much the story meant to him. But last, but definitely not least for this episode, is my hidden gem, of course, and is truly the song that has inspired this whole week's episode. I seriously love this song and even have started learning it on guitar recently. It is Plastic Jesus by Tia Blake. The song actually existed long before Tia Blake recorded it and started as an older folk tune that got passed around by traveling musicians through the 50s and 60s. The lyrics are about those little plastic Jesus figures people used to keep on their car dashboards for good luck while driving. But that song's also poking a bit of fun at the commercialization and modern culture, too. A lot of artists have recorded versions of it over the years, but there's something about Tia Blake's version that keeps coming back. So, thanks for listening to Peace, Love, and Jenny here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'll be back again next week at 8 p.m., but for now, here's a little Plastic Jesus by Tia Blake. Have a nice night, folks, and I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Thank you.
plastic cheese I'm sitting on dashboard of my car. Going 90, it ain't scary, 'cause I got the Virgin Mary sitting on dashboard of my car. I'm in the backseat sinning, Jesus up there grinning, sitting on dashboard of my car. Green, white, pink or yellow, I don't care, 'cause he's my feller, sitting on dashboard of my car. Got my plastic Jesus sitting on dashboard of my car. Going 90, it ain't scary, 'cause I got the Virgin Mary sitting on dashboard of my car. I'm in the backseat sinning, Jesus up there grinning, sitting on dashboard of my car. Feller sitting on dashboard of my car.
Are you between 14 and 30 years old and interested in organizing a French language activity for youth in your community? The VIF program can make it happen. You could receive $850 to create your activity, and your partnering organization could get $150 to support it. Bring your idea to life. Visit programvif.ca and apply today.
The we is how we see the world, which is that everybody is made up of lots and lots of different personalities, fantasies, attitudes, and that a multi-personality is in fact the reality, not the I personality. And that where those two things meet is the position that we're trying to work at, to break people across from seeing themselves as one-dimensional and having no potential